The best leaders don't just give answers. They help their teams find their own way. That's the essence of coaching and leadership. Let's explore this topic in this episode.
I'm Greg Mieściechowski, and this is the Uncover Leadership Podcast. For over 15 years, I've been leading teams, and my mission is simple: to share my experience so you can grow on your own leadership journey. Each episode, I'll bring you some practical tips, real-world insights, and lessons from my path to help guide yours. So listen in. Let's uncover leadership together.
Let's start with the meaning of leadership as a coach in daily lives. And it's about declining the direct orders to your people and asking more questions, and empowering them to take their own decisions, helping them out to grow. So there's this contrast between boss and a coach. If you want to be a boss, if you need to be a manager that give the direct orders to the people, because some tasks will require that, go ahead. Just give them, you know, exact tasks that they need to fulfill. But if you want your people to grow, if you want to give them the flexibility to find their own answers, you should get that coaching mindset. You need to start building the capability in them to take their own decisions. Now, if you want to start this, you kind of want to understand why it even matters. Coaching creates growth in individuals, and it also creates that resilience in the teams. Once you're going to start coaching the individuals in your team, they're going to notice, and they're going to try to repeat your behavior, and they're going to help each other. They're going to grow together. That's going to create that awesomeness in the team where they all want to get better as they go. It's also going to increase autonomy. It's going to increase ownership and engagement in your teams. It's going to build the next generation of leaders. And I think that's the key essence that the most excellent leaders are doing it. They are creating the next leaders that come from under their wings. Now, my favorite part of every episode, the real world examples. And I'm going to start not necessarily with the example, but the mindset. And I'm a huge agilist. I believe, you know, that it's working because there are multiple evidence. And in Agile, we have a Scrum Master. Scrum Master is not a boss. He's not the leader as per se, because it's usually just an individual on a team. But the role of Scrum Master is critical. The Scrum Master do not own the deliverables. It's not a project manager. The value in getting great Scrum Master on a team is the coaching that enables the collaboration between different team members and help the teams overcome the roadblocks on their way. So it's a critical role, because you give the coach for every team get a coach in the role of the Scrum Master. The next example, it's going to be second one that I bring in from Google, the Project Oxygen. At the beginning of 2000s, Google tried to discover what's the best characteristic for the manager. And between 2008 and 2009, they started that initiative to find that trail. And I think they finished around November 2012, where they put in place a program with 8 characteristics, then expanded it to 10. I'm going to cover them in the future episodes, because researching for that topic bring, you know, a bunch of different ideas for the future episodes. Number one, maybe not number one, I think they're equally important, but the first item that was on the list that I found was to be a great coach. So there is a value, you know, even in big companies, big corporations, that they see the value in leadership to get that coaching mindset and helping people grow as individuals and as a teams. Now, if you're going to research a little bit more about the Project Oxygen, you can find a blueprint to kind of get the best practices to how to be a coach. But from the best practices, like I mentioned at the very beginning, it's not to give orders to others, but ask the questions. And you need to ask the right questions to enable them to find the answer on their own. Try to, you know, be a great listener. One of the previous episodes, I mentioned it, that it's really important. And you need to establish that rapport with your team members, so they're going to be able to talk with you and come to you with the problem, and they're going to believe. After a while, if you're going to develop this skills, they're going to come to you knowing that you're going to help them out. You're not going to push them over, or you're not going to just give them different, you know, directives, maybe different than one they are thinking that's going to be the best approach. you're a leader, it's not your responsibility to get all of the answers. You have awesome people, so ask them the right questions and point them out, you know, to the right solutions. You might not even know the solution, but you're going to enable them to discover it. Now, as awesome as it sounds, coaching is a great approach because it enables a lot of future benefits. The downside of coaching is that it's long-term solution. It's more strategic solution for you. If you need to get something done immediately because of some crisis, unfortunately, giving direct orders is going to be probably, you know, more tactical at a point. Hopefully, you are starting your coaching journey soon enough. So by the time you're going to get to some challenges, your team's going to come to you for that questioning and for that coaching session. And together, you're going to be able to come with the answer. But it required a lot of patience from you. If you're a leader and you're impatient, it might not work for you. It's also going to be more challenging with some individuals than the others. People are going to be resistant. They're going to, you know, think they know better why they're even going to come to you with the questions or the issues that they have. That's also possible, but you need to have open eye. You need to have open door for them to come to you, and you need to be able not to shut them down, right? You want to fuel the ideas in their head. You don't want to shut down their curiosity and their own solution progress. You need to help them out with the questions to steer them up. Sometimes if they're going to steer away from the long-term solution, from the vision of the company or the department or the whole project, because they might get such a huge idea that it's going to be project itself. So you are there to help them fit within the frames of the future path. Now, a little bit challenge for you for the next week or for next few days. If you are more on the directive side of management or of leadership, try to change one of these directions in the coaching question. Try to enable the people to find their own answers and see if it's worked for you. Try to give the feedback as they go through their solutions, but don't diminish them. Their answers might not be what you're expecting, right? We need to remember that we are all different individuals and they're not necessarily going to be the wrong ones. They're just going to be different than yours. So listen up carefully, give them the feedback on your thoughts, but then maybe together you're going to be able to explore it. And one of the items in coaching is also to enable your team's members to grow. So try, if you have one-on-ones with your team members, try to spend, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to discover how they want to grow, what's their future look like, and help them grow. Help them, you know, get that additional responsibilities. If in a few years they see themselves in a different position, maybe outside of your organization, maybe even outside of the company, it's not the wrong thing. We want to get people that are smart, that wanted to be developed, that wanted to develop themselves, so we should not shut them down, because that can, you know, basically push them away from you and from the company sooner than it's actually, you know, beneficial for both parties. Now, as a closing statement, try to remember that being a leader and a coach, it's about people. It's not about deliverables. It's not about projects. It's about people. It's about helping them grow. And then that's going to enable the deliverables to come after. When the team thrives, your leadership is going to be more visible because you're going to be seen as a person that enable the teams, that make the teams more efficient. You're going to get smarter individuals, and you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. That's why you have your team members, because they're going to be smarter than you are in a lot of the areas. Your role is to help them. It's your role is to enable them. So I want to, you know, call you to once again, listen more, ask more meaningful questions. I try to ask right questions. Don't shut the people down. I hope you liked this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And I really, really wish that you're going to be back next week for the future one. Thank you.